This is Religious Equality Refuted, written by Gregory Heary and read for you by Omar Abu. Religious Equality Refuted by Gregory Heary.
Section 1.
Do all religions lead to heaven? Imagine you are going to the store in order to purchase something perfect to drink. Immediately after entering, you see a brand name drink close to the cash register. Do you buy it because it's the first one you were exposed to? Or because it's the one your parents buy and drink that they fed you all your life? If you go past the first display, you come across another, but the second brand is expired. Do you give up and say, "There must not be any drink for me, because all I've experienced so far in the store wasn't any good"? If you continue looking, you discover there is a big 99% sale on a colorful drink. Do you buy it just because it's the cheapest in the store, requiring the least from you to obtain your goal? If you continue, another brand is discovered, but it's not very popular, and you've never heard of it before. Do you just buy it so you can get out of the store? If you go on, eventually you pass the displays and reach the drink section. On the lowest shelf, there is an energy booster drink that gives adrenaline upon consumption. Do you buy it and suffer the withdrawals after the sugar high is gone, or do you get trapped paying more and more for less and less of a fix? There is a coupon for another drink that comes with a free gift. But are you going to buy a drink just because of the perks it comes with? If you go on, you see the popular sweet drinks loaded with artificial flavor. They're easy to swallow. Everyone knows and loves the brand, even if they don't buy it. But you know it has no nutritional value, and the ingredients aren't even listed. Then, nearly running out of patience, you examine a health drink. Sure, it's healthy, but you can't even imagine how anyone could drink such a thing once, let alone daily. Then the store employee recommends a drink to you and suggests it's the best there is. They've tried them all. Coincidentally, it's also the most expensive, which you would have to charge in order to buy, since it's beyond your means to afford. Amazingly, the store employee leaves you alone and makes the sales pitch to another who buys it. You give up. You've seen all there is. Every drink has some type of problem, and none of them are perfect. Might as well leave and never drink anything. Suddenly you get a glimpse of something. It's almost as though it's been hidden from you since you walked into the store. This drink is on the top shelf, so it takes a lot of effort to climb to reach it. From this high level, you see everything below differently than how it appeared to you when you were on the ground. This drink is not a popular brand among your friends or family. You've heard of it before, but never paid it any serious attention or consideration. This time you examine it closely. The ingredients are even healthier than those in the health drink, except it actually tastes good, although it's an acquired taste that takes time to get used to. While it's not the cheapest, it's not the most expensive either. It costs you more than others, but it is something you can realistically afford. Eventually, after serious contemplation, you decide to bring it home and start drinking it every day for every meal. Some of your friends and family ridicule your decision and tell you to buy what they're buying or to try something else. But you've done your research. In your heart and mind, you know that it is the right drink, and nothing else will bring satisfaction after you've tasted the best. In fact, because they're human, it's the right drink for them as well. However, they don't care to try it, even if they let you tell them about it. It's sad, really, because you know what they're drinking and realize its inferiority. You yourself used to drink it. You are aware of how, when you were drinking the junk, you also thought there was nothing better until you searched for perfection and found it. This search for the perfect drink is an analogy to the search for the true religion. It's not easy. It might require a sacrifice of time, energy, money, and serious thought. But the best things in life all do, so why would the most important thing in life be any different? Sure, you could make your decision based solely on whether it's the cheapest, the easiest, the sweetest, the healthiest, the most popular, the first one you had, or because some expert recommended it. However, if you did that in any other aspect of life outside of religion, under no circumstances would it be considered an intelligent decision? Ask yourself, why do you have the religion you do? Did you even make the decision? Was it made in haste, without examining all the available options? What are the consequences of making the wrong decision? If we take all this into account when choosing a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?